Trinity Roots, Little Things. Should have on the phone Warren Maxwell.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I am here. I'm here. I can hear you loud and clear.
Kia ora, Johnny.
Now, Warren, playing The Other's Way on Friday. That's this Friday, people out there. When was the last time Trinity Roots made the voyage up to Auckland?
We actually played, I want to say, Matariki Festival last year.
Mm-hmm.
Down on the, was it the Wynyard Quarter, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I know you're asking a geriatric, actually, Johnny. So you know, the music industry has had a serious effect on the cerebral hard drive. So,
yes.
I think it was last year, actually.
Okay.
But, man, they blur, eh?
Yes.
They're all starting to blur now for this old fella.
But it's a bit of a special occasion, obviously, for Trinity Roots to get up and play Tamaki. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, just hearing that track, Little Things, and that's what music does to us, eh? You know,
yes.
It puts a time stamp on an era in your life, and as soon as you hear a riff from a certain song or a lyric or a chord, you know, it kind of takes you back there. So that particular version of Little Things took me back to, like, 1999, mate.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, my God.
Do you know what is funny? Liam Finn just came through to have a chat about his new song, and I went looking for an old Betcha Duper album. Didn't find that, but I found your EP on CD. So
we're
listening to. It's in good condition.
That should be in Te Papa, bloody thing. Oh, Jesus, there can't be many of those around, man. So, oh, wow, good idea. Is it on cassette tape or something?
No, CD.
yeah. But, since Trinity Roots started back in 99, 2000,
mm-hmm.
We just had mad love all over the country. And there was a kind of a period, I want to say, maybe 2000 to 2005, where... oh, man, New Zealand music was just going off, you know, and Freddie's came out of that, and Black Seeds, and Phoenix Foundation, and, you know, all these amazing, amazing bands. As you got Open Souls, they're playing it Other's Way, so... it was an era, man. It's, I feel like it's... I don't get out much these days, but it's a bit different now, but, you know, back in my day, you know...
I've just watched the first season of the Fat Freddy's doco, and you actually feature pretty prominently in it. There's a lot of you playing. What's it like to see some of that old footage of Fat Freddy's in England?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely nostalgia.
Because
that was, you know, we're going, wasn't that far? I suppose 20-odd years. But, you know, I'm there. I'm back there instantly, when I see those snippets of playing in some random town in Italy or, that's my rooster, Spain. And I do miss the international travel, but then I see those guys doing it and I'm like, bugger that. It's for you young fellas, you know. Because it's not as glamorous as everyone thinks, you know. It's a lot of airports, you know, check-ins and motel rooms and green rooms.
A
lot of waiting, and then the fun is actually when you get on stage and, you know, just go for it, and then meeting a lot of the people after, a lot of the locals, you know, because they really appreciate you coming to their town or their city. So really fond memories, man. Awesome.
Yeah, nice. Now, Trinity Roots, is there any new music in the works, and or how much are you guys gigging at the moment?
Yeah, not gigging a lot, to be honest. I mean, you know, a couple of us are dads with teenage kids and mortgages, mm-hmm. and all that responsible stuff. But I mean, Ben, our drummer, he's prolific. He's producing, like he's playing and producing Vera Allen. He's got his own Dawn Diver band. You know, he does a lot with French Rabbits. So he's the busiest out of all of us. And you know, he took over drums from Jim Pompey and Ricky Gooch. But, honestly, like, myself and Rio, you know, we're just chipping away. Look, I'm a high school teacher now, teaching te reo Māori, and I'm loving that journey. So it's a real privilege. You know, it's kind of different now, Johnny, because we're not really relying on the band to, we're not full time doing that kind of stuff. So there isn't the pressure of, you know, having to, you know, make a certain amount of revenue to pay the mortgage as there was back then, because that was our full-time job. But now, so when we play, it's literally just for the fun of it, you know, and for the enjoyment of it. There's no sort of financial pressure as such, you know, so it's, yeah. It's unadulterated, lovely, just, you know, authentic.
Yeah. You've got quite a nice time slot at the Others Way on Friday. I think you're kicking off at some point during the 7 o'clock hour, about maybe quarter to eight. So obviously the sun is still well up at this point of the evening. And you're also playing the one out, well, I think it's pretty much the one outdoor stage on Galatos Street.
Yeah. Played a few gigs at Galatos. Just looking forward to the, I hope you can just turn on the winterless north sunshine for us, Johnny.
Fingers crossed. I haven't even looked at the weather. I don't want to think about it, but I hope it is sunny.
Bring on El Nino, you know.
Yeah.
So, no, outdoor gigs are lovely, you know, especially you get that sort of summer vibe.
First day of summer as well, actually, isn't it? 1st of December.
Hey, you're right.
There we go.
Yeah, no, really looking forward to it. And we've sort of, you know, crafted our set around that time slot as well. So we're just going to bust out the drum and bass hardcore.
Oh, yeah, that's what we like. That's what we like.
Well, I mean, you know, drum and bass was an influence back in the day. Ronnie Size that brought out his album at that time, I think, and a lot of dub and roots was coming in around the time as well. And, you know, D'Angelo was a big influence. And so you had all that sort of crossover stuff, you know, not only the Caribbean reggae, but you had all the R&B and soul from Detroit and the States, and then you had Ronnie Size and all that kind of Portsmouth influence, you know. So we were just messed up.
Hey, someone's just asked on the text machine if there is any chance of a reissue, a vinyl reissue of True.
Maybe. I mean, we're still yet to release Homeland and Sea, I think. Well, we're going to bring out that one next. But, maybe down the line. Yeah, I mean, I think we released like 500 or so 2 years ago, and they went pretty quickly. So all I can say is maybe. We'll have to see what happens at the next AGM.
Okay. And just to give people a little idea of what might be in store on Friday, just a full cross-section of Trinity Roots material?
Yeah. I mean, it's only a 45-minute set. So for Trinity, that's maybe three songs.
Yeah.
But they're you know, they're colourful songs.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we come from the, well, I guess, the jazz idiom of a lot of improvisation. So, but yeah, it'll be dynamic. You know, we'll take it down to pin drop, and then we'll take it up to ears bleeding, and that's the color palette that we enjoy. Yes. You know, sharing.
Excellent.
But we've got some great guest artists with us as well. We've got an incredible Wahine vocalist Ma. She goes by the moniker Ma. And we had a rehearsal last week, and she's amazing, eh? She's like our very own Wahine Toa, Erica Badu / Jill Scott. She's just, she's Ma, and so she's going to get up and do a couple of tracks with us. And then we've got Leo Coghini on psychedelic keyboards. He just takes us out to other galaxies. So it's going
to
be fun.
Sounds like the perfect way to kick off your Friday night this Friday.
Oh, mate. Nice quiet kombucha in hand and happy joy.
Yeah, legend. Hey, Warren from Trinity Roots, thanks so much for the yarn this evening. Once again, we'll look forward to seeing you at the Others Way Festival. For anyone listening out there, I'd strongly suggest you head to banishmusic.com and snap yourself up a ticket, because it's the best night of the year on K-Road, without a doubt.
Right on. Hey, thanks for the cordial, Johnny. Much appreciated.
Cheers, Warren. Thank you.
Okay, brother. Take care. Take care.